well, and I just don't like knowing that. I don't like knowing how long I've had a profile on that website.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that means that that's probably around the time that they opened up to non-colleges and around the time that MySpace was kind of running worse.
Yeah.
In a way that forced people to migrate again.
11 years ago would have been 2007.
Yeah. I think I signed up for Twitter around 2007.
Yeah. I signed up at Twitter in 09? January 09, I think.
I signed up for Twitter while I was reviewing Twilight Princess.
Okay.
Because I think my first tweet was about that.
Right.
Or close to about that.
Yeah, I think I signed up for Twitter, like, right after I left GameSpot.
Yeah.
Or right as I was gearing up to leave.
I signed up for Twitter and barely ever used it, and then changed my account to my real name.
Right.
And started using it more.
Were you Gleeman X originally?
No. No.
I guess you had kind of stopped using that username around that time. Mm.
Dislike Pearl Jam, but I
think the first two Pearl Jam albums
are great. Yeah, the first
two
Pearl Jam albums are totally probably still good.
But yeah, every other thing of theirs I've heard, I've just kind of been indifferent to, actively disinterested in.
Ah, yes. Spin the Black Circle indeed. I wonder if it's just, like, whatever fucking aura that Eddie Vedder has fucking managed to create and keep around him all these years that drives that type of follow the band fandom.
I guess. As we were saying before we turned this on, I don't really understand why Pearl Jam has this sort of cultish kind of, like, follow them around and record the concerts mentality that his audience has, similar to, like, Fish or fucking The Dead or even, like, Dave Matthews Band or whatever. Bands that all, like, demonstrably do different shit during their live shows.
Right.
Pearl Jam, to me, like, just every live recording I've heard of them just kind of sounded like, oh, yeah, this sounds remarkably like the studio recordings. I don't know.
Yeah,
man. It's just weird.
Yeah, man, let's listen to Springsteen in Spain. No?
Nah.
Stone Gossard.
They do.
How could you not?
Papa Shock asks if we are ready for the Keelys.
Probably busy.
Yeah. I'm not sure we're actually going to have time to watch.
Yeah. I feel like we never... Yeah, it's like... It's on some TV... And, like, a handful of GameSpot people have stuck around to drink some beers in the office and write up news stories based on the show.
Right.
And we walk past it, and I feel like I always stop, look at it for a minute, go, oh, right, yeah, that Shovel Knight thing. Okay.
Yep.
And then keep moving. Well, now we're started listening to some Pearl Jam live cuts.
Okay.
Maybe this will be the thing that finally makes me understand it. I mean, I imagine they're still putting out new music, right? They're not, like, just touring on...
I want to say... I don't remember when their last album exactly was. They did an album right as I was getting ready to leave Harmonix, I think. And it was released exclusively at Walmart.
Cool. Fuck Ticketmaster. Walmart.
We put that whole...
Line it up.
Yeah. Or maybe it was Target. I don't know. It was one of those brands. But I remember because we put that whole album in the game as part of the deal that was like... Right, getting one. Yeah. It was the deal that got us 10.
Yeah.
And also was going to eventually allow us to do the Pearl Jam game. And that album is not good, but not terrible. I don't know if they've put out anything since then.
I guess I don't know all these songs well enough to tell you if this is as recorded or if this is them jamming it out a little bit.
I don't think a solo is quite as intricate.
Yeah.
But, I mean, structurally, this seems like pretty much the song I remember.
Yeah.
They have put out one album since that record I was thinking of, but that was in 2013, so that was the last thing they put out in it. Yeah.
Hmm.
And they put out, like, other live albums since then.
Okay. I guess maybe Pearl Jam just never had the death or the drama around it that can make a band legendary for different reasons. So it's just like, you're just like, oh yeah, still doing it, huh?
Like, the closest you get is the fact that they cycled through like 17 different drummers over the years.
Yeah.
It's like, man, that's not really...
Right.
I think they eventually ended up with Soundgarden's drummer.
Mm.
And I think he's been like their longtime guy since then.
And just out there playing shows,
mm-hmm.
being pros.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is a longer solo, certainly. But also, it's a guitar solo.
Yeah. Worth, this is starting to be off-putting in the same way I find jam bands off-putting.
There you go. Yeah.
So maybe there is some shared DNA there. I can't.
Yeah. That's
Johnny B. Goode and it fucking really split my wig, man.
Yeah. Like, Chuck Berry's great and all, man, but, like, it really took Jerry, you know,
yeah,
to, like, just bring out the fucking true flavor of his song.
When the bears wrap their arms around Johnny B. Goode and, you know, and the song came out the other end, you keep on trucking.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. It's not for you, I get it.
No, most definitely not. McCartney's solo show in about 1900.
99, he was inducted the first time with the Beatles. That was back in 88. I'm Rachel Steele. Classic vinyl.
Going with that, yeah.
Anyway, the class of 2019, the fan vote is still open.
Oh.
Through this Sunday at rockhall.com.
Oh, gosh.
There are 15 artists nominated. So if there's somebody up there that you like, vote. If you have no idea who's nominated and you want to look over the list, rockhall.com. Bowie was inducted in 96.
For this year, though.
All right, I'll look it up.
But yeah.
Who?
It's going to the rock.
Oh, man. It's a little bit of dip stain and some dips. I would go to the dead 10 before Will Davies said.
No, you're not.
They did Fuckenheim Dayton.
That doesn't seem right.
That seems like what this is, though.
That isn't right. The nominees for induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2019 are, in alphabetical order, Def Leppard, Devo,
sure.
Janet Kraft, Kraftwerk,
okay.
LL Cool J,
yeah.
MC5,
yeah.
Radiohead,
okay.
Rage Against the Machine,
yeah.
Roxy Music,
yeah, okay, yeah.
Rufus featuring Chaka Khan,
yes.
Stevie Nicks,
yeah.
The Cure,
okay, okay.
The Zombies,
yeah.
Todd Rundgren,
yes. Put them all in.
Agreed.
I think they relaunched their classic hip hop station as the LL Cool J classic hip hop station. That voting opened up. Because it was like the. Definitely like, oh, you gotta go be.
Uncle L. Why is there a Mannheim Steamroller fucking station? Why is that a thing?
For the Christmas.
Hi, I'm Chip Davis of Mannheim Steamroller.
And you know, the person from that band that you know the name of.
Very happy holiday season from Ooh. All of us at Mannheim Steamroller. Seriously.
Yeah?
Please no.
Fucking wild, man. We must have passed by the fish station.
That's a shame.
Underground sounds from back then. Breaking ground right now. Sirius XMU.
People in the chat are demanding the playlist.
Gosh, has it come to this point? Usually
know,
they
man.
Are aggressively against the playlist.
I don't know what prompted it, but it seems there is.
That's probably not a good thing, but who am I to deny the will of the people?
Fine, let's do it.
Smash Brothers Ultimate is a lot like this playlist in that they both have too much Sonic the Hedgehog music in them.
And yet somehow not enough.
Yeah. I can get down with this.
Yeah. Stuff like this is why I wish we had a different royalty-free music library that had access to this.
Well, who do we gotta beat up to make that happen? Who do we gotta take down?
I don't know. We'll just work our way up. Dude in the car behind us is rapping hard, but he has put his hand in front of his mouth so as to obscure the rap.
I can't tell if he's doing that or it's because he just straight, like, his sun thing is broken.
Maybe.
And that's
yeah.
the only way he can see. He doesn't want you taking his sweet bars.
Yeah, no, exactly. He doesn't want lip readers fighting his rhymes. I thought that it would have meant that maybe the playlist had been completely overhauled to be dramatically worse, but it seems like it has not been purged and recreated or anything like that.
Well, whatever the case, people wanted it, so here we are.
You got it.
If you're just gonna put fucking disco on this playlist, I'm not gonna complain.
Yeah. Like, I'm probably not gonna listen to all these songs all the way through.
Yeah.
Because I'll get the gist and be like, alright.
Yeah, disco. It's good.
Yeah. I like that Italo disco. That's the type I like.
It's too ethnic for me.
Oh, well. I guess you're just a racist then.
What can I say? I'm racist against Italians.
I knew it. All right, yeah.
Yeah. It's a good song.
It's being a good song. Performed well. You know, you wrote a good song. Now give that song to the masters.
To the children.
That's right.
If I ever had a child, and they expressed any interest in actually listening to Kid Bop on their own, I would sell them to a coal baron.
Seems reasonable. I feel like there aren't kids that, like, go out of their way to request and listen to Kid Bop. It's something that is forced upon them by scared parents.
Right.
That are like, the music is too real.
No, these lyrics could be suggestive.
Please iron out every rough edge of this. So that I can listen to You're Beautiful and I like it, but it's not, it's almost as good, but now it's okay for my kids.
Let's take this already basically sexless song.
Like the limpest fucking material imaginable.
And let's just sand off the one possible edge it might have had.
I know what they mean when they say be with you, but that my kid, it doesn't mean my kids have to.
My kids just think it means spending time
That's
with your
right.
friends and family.
It is what it means as far as they're concerned. Please take out the verse performed by the late Fresh Kid Ice. That version of You're Beautiful is my favorite, but my children cannot hear it. Rest in peace to Fresh Kid Ice.
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
Now here's some shit.
Yeah, I want to hear the Kids Bop version of this. You can't do it because every fucking measure, every fucking downbeat,
it's too real.
Is a violent act.
God, talk about a series that knew exactly what it was.
Yeah. When they had it, they had it. When they lost it, they lost it. I guess that iOS game just came out. Like, wide release this week or last week. I would like to hear some, you know, some, like, death metal screaming vocals over this. I think that might actually be cool.
I agree.
It doesn't necessarily need it, but I think if you had it and it was done tastefully.
Mm-hmm. Find that band that did the, We're Not Gonna Take It cover.
Oh, yeah.
Let them tackle this,
find
them. Number.
Give them what they got coming to them. Instrumental, like, rock metal, like, that sort of stuff. Like, in my head, I just see wrestlers walking out to a ring.
Yes. And specifically wrestlers from, like, the mid to late 90s.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's like Steve Blackman.
Yep. Ah, here comes the big boss, man.
The Lethal Weapon is here.
My God, it's Crash Holly.
I taste the rainbow.
Yeah, totally. I mean, this is... The Jim Johnston era was not far off from this, like the 90s Jim Johnston era.
Here comes Ken Shamrock, and he looks pissed.
Oh, he's got that kendo stick.
He snapped.
Tredick says that maybe remembers Gina Carano actually walking out to this song in Elite XC, which fucking...
I mean, she was in a Command & Conquer game.
Exactly. So if anyone is allowed to, it's her.
Track less,
less a little less hype.
Yeah, a little less.
I don't like soft ass shit.
Yeah. Now you're talking.
You know, I think in an ideal world, for me at least, Gina Carano would have been the MMA fighter that went over to wrestling and got really good at it.
I had just been sitting here thinking that for like the last 5 minutes. Like, yeah, man, Gina Carano. I wonder if Gina Carano looks at what Ronda Rousey's doing now and goes, man, fuck.
I don't think Gina Carano really cared that much about pro wrestling.
Yeah, but like, yeah.
But still.
She was in, Gina Carano was in one of the Fast and the Furious movies?
She was in 6.
Yeah.
And also, you think about it, she was in 6 and was actually really solid in it.
Yeah.
And then fucking Ronda Rousey was in 7 and was terrible.
Yeah. What was the other, was she in that Steven Soderbergh movie, right?
Yes, Haywire.
Yeah.
She also had a part in the first Deadpool movie. Yeah, she's out there. She's doing stuff.
Haywire seemed like it would be really good, but I don't know that I ever sat down and watched it.
The fighting
stuff in Haywire is really solid. The movie is weird. It's very sparse in a way that it feels like Steven Soderbergh just called a bunch of his friends to show up and just, like, handed them the script that day and was like, here's your scene. Go. Like, he just wanted to make a movie with Gina Carano and had no real idea what that was going to be beyond that.
As fighting, the final was good, but there, we'll get there. We'll get to the next fight. It'll be fine.
It's very weird, but I like it. Yes, that's right. She has fucking extended fight scenes with Michael Fassbender and fucking Ewan McGregor. And okay. Obliterates both of them.
Yeah. In my head, that movie is just The Long Kiss Goodnight, but way rougher around the edges in ways that are, like, kind of brutal. That's what that movie is in my head.
Kiss Goodnight is not one I've seen in a very long time.
Yeah.
I want to say that Long Kiss Goodnight had a lot more bombast to it.
Sure, yeah. Yeah. That fits with what...
Just in the Rennie Harlan style?
Yeah.
Haywire is extremely subdued, apart from the part where she is kicking people's asses.
All right, Trick Daddy, all right.
Yeah.
They should
disagree. Spotify should be president.
Both can be true.
Honestly, this is better than the Drake version of the song.
Oh, that song's fine.
It's not that great.
Sad.
It's not that great.
Is it in my top 10 Drake tracks? No. Top 20? Probably.
Look, it's still better than everything on Scorpion.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You could have a version of the song where the melody came out of, like, sampled farts, and I'd be like, oh, well, better than Scorpion.
Problem with this song is that it reminds me too much of the eShop music and how much we have lost.
Yeah. Ska you were looking for.
Fantastic. Thanks, Japan. I knew you'd be the ones to do it. fair. Oh no.
Shit.
Oh god, what is this?
The fuck?
What is this sing-off? Freedom Williams is rolling over in his motherfucking grave.
Oh, God.
Why did you let these theater kids do this song? Why?
This is, I'm longing for the subtlety and craftsmanship of a kid's bop right about now. God damn it!
Might sound like hyperbole, but everyone involved in this should go to prison. Forever.
Oh yeah, that's yeah.
Like Supermax, fucking like never a, get out
a
prison.
Gulag. Yeah, yeah, like a, just a
yeah, gulag, gulag, gulag. Every single one of you.
One meal a week is a fucking the butt of a rifle.
Mm-hmm.
God.
Yeah, that was not good.
Oh, man.
Fuck. Fuck! This is what we get for mentioning this.
Yeah.
Extended 12-inch.
This is like the album version.
Jam. mean, it's no Wings of a Butterfly, but it'll do.
As far as love metal is concerned. Him call it quits.
Yeah, I think they
like
stopped.
A farewell tour and say, all right,
love metal is dead.
It's not going to be a CKY5, so we don't really know how to reach people anymore.
Yeah, Mam sobered up, so we're not.
Yeah, we're kind of.
We got nothing left. Absolutely fuck off. Absolutely fuck off.
Like, just
fuck just off.
Fucking fuck you. Yep. Yeah.
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 Thank you, Vanilla Ice. Thank you for... Vanilla Ice, welcome to the resistance. Really putting his all into it, too. Really just,
Did the fuck him produce this?
One of the guys from the Crystal Method. Man, this is fucking fucked. Chuck D did a guest, like, he was on a track on a Vanilla Ice album at one point. They worked together at a point.
That's a shame.
Eh, you know.
Eh, everyone's got a mortgage.
Eh. I believe you mean We Like to Party.
Find a way.
All right, let's move on. Okay, here we go. Yeah, here we go. Here we go.
Fucking finally.
A great song, again, performed by the Masters. Ever be able to Ultra Kingdom when he will Ultra.
I mean, they've done a lot of wrongs.
Yeah.
God.
I don't know, let's cover these songs, then we'll try to find a place to insert some crazy frog shit. I don't think you were with me. Maybe I have to go off the playlist here. Oh, they... Oh, well. Oh, wait a minute. This existed.
And now that you do, how do you feel?
And so I say to you again, they should make Spotify illegal.
Whatever, man. Spotify is the deep state. Can't stop them.
This is the one I was looking for.
Fuck off!
This is what I was looking for.
Fuck off!
This is the Crazy Frog album, and so they changed it to Who Let the Frog Out. That's a it rhymes. And then they made some other changes to some of the words along the way.
When will the Crazy Frog be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I think he'll be eligible next year. Def Leppard right. Goes in this year, Crazy Frog next year. Probably good.
Yeah, it seems great. There's a track on there that just says Crazy Frog Sounds.
Yeah, no, that's working. We're gonna listen to that next because it just says Crazy Frog Sounds. They say the internet made our lives better, but I don't know.
I don't think anyone says that anymore.
We should have seen it coming.
Then. Yeah.
replace all the lyrics with fucking crazy frog noises.
Are there lyrics to this song?
Yeah.
What is it about the frog that makes him so crazy? That's what I want to know.
Well, we'll listen to crazy frog sounds and find out. This is pretty crazy. Wasn't there something where, like, the original actual fucking crazy frog fucking thing was something that was copyrighted in a way that, like, all this shit couldn't actually use it? And so they had to go record a bunch of fake new crazy frog shit?
You're asking me like I would know anything about this. And I'm insulted by that.
Well, you don't know? Let's go back to the intro. Yeah, there you go. That's good. Let's take it back to where it all started.
What's going on?
This is where it all started. This is the ringtone that
started it all.
Started it all.
Crazy Frog, originally known as The Annoying Thing, is a Swedish CGI animated character created in 2003 by actor and playwright...
Yeah?
Eric something. Eric Wernquist.
Okay.
Man. In 1997, 17-year-old Gothenburg student Daniel Malmdahl recorded himself imitating the noises produced by a two-stroke engine. He posted this on a website and caught the attention of a Swedish television researcher who convinced Daniel to perform the sound live on air. After it debuted on television, recordings of his performance began appearing on file-sharing networks and various websites under the file name 2taktare.mp3.
Okay.
The sound was adopted as the sound of a Formula One car as early as 2001 in the form of Dang Dang Form, and later the Insanity Test, both of which were a static background of a Ferrari Formula One car accompanied by the sound. In late 2003, another Swede, Eric Wernquist, encountered the sound effect and, not knowing about the previous incarnations of the sound, was inspired to create the 3D animated character he named The Annoying Thing to accompany it. Wernquist worked on the first animation in his spare time using the Lightwave 3D modeling application, and the whole process took between 6 to 8 weeks. In October 2003, he posted on his website in the CG Talk forum. It goes on like this. The animation was a popular attraction at Eric's website, but the sound was credited to Anonymous. Eventually, word reached Malmdahl that his impressions had been used in a now well-known animation. He contacted Wernquist, apparently giving an impromptu performance to confirm his claims. Wernquist was convinced and gave credit to Malmdahl for his creation. The animation received enough attention through file sharing and word of mouth, and when Ringtone Europe and Jamster Belgie, now both merged into Jamba, got wind of this, realizing the monetary possibilities through capitalizing on the underground cult status they licensed, the rights to the creation, renaming it Crazy Frog, and starting to market it in 2004. In an interview with Hitquarters, Wernquist expressed his displeasure at the choice of the name. If I had known that this was going to be such a big thing, I would not have allowed them to use that stupid name. It has nothing to do with the character, it's not a frog, and it's not particularly crazy either.
This is really awesome.
You people fucking hate us, don't you? You just fucking hate us. Applying the chipmunk make the voices really high effect to a thing that throws this much bass,
yeah,
is maybe the most off-putting audio thing I have heard in a very long time.
Yeah, they complement each other. You got the high highs, you got the low lows.
And zero mid.
Yeah. Who's your favorite chipmunk?
Well, Alvin's a little too much of a rapscallion for me.
Yeah, I get that.
Simon's the nerd, right?
Yeah.
And Theodore is just, I don't even know what his personality is.
Isn't he like an idiot? Or he's like younger. He's like
they're all kind of idiots.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go out on a limb and say none of them.
Wow.
They're all horrible.
Wow.
They are miserable bastard creatures, and I despise them.
Wow.
Did they just sample the Mariah Carey version for this?
Probably.
No, they just found a child that sounds sort of like it.
But what if it was sung by children, you know?
Mm-hmm. Did they get Colin Hay to sing this?
Yeah.
The fuck?
Cool thing about early Kids Bop, is that there's always an adult there. Like, they didn't trust the kids to fucking hit it. So they just used them in a limited fashion here. Hang on, let me go smoke 9 more packs of cigarettes and come and we'll do another take. Yeah, it's like way more, it's like somehow way more hateful an act to the song than the later kids' bops that are just like kind of purely kids.
Yeah.
There's something about this that is just way darker.
Spotify?
Probably not.
Plug that shit in. I mean, that's for the best, but, you know, go. I need to know.
Dig dug. Asteroids. Berserk. Combat. Goat's Revenge.
Well, there's a guy named Amir, but Amir does not appear to be on here.
Like, I want to believe this is the real song, but the artist name just says CC Music Factory and not C&C Music Factory. And I just don't know what to think anymore.
make it into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Are they not already there?
Probably not. Far Cry New Dawn is apparently the name of that thing that they are doing.
Okay.
It is their Far Cry 5 sub-game, the way the other stuff has been.
Yeah, like kind of set after the events of the first game.
Seems like it probably is.
Sure. Has a real, like, Outrun vibe to me.
Yes. Extremely. Fucking the same palm tree, fucking scrolling super fast as you drift over the horizon.
I take it the Far Cry thing was a leak?
I don't know, it looks like there's box art out there for it.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was a leak or not.
Probably a retail leak or something. But just saying, I did not get an email announcing it.
Yeah.
So. repair store here is reputable?
The most reputable. If you can't trust the programming and computer service company, who can you trust?
Yeah, like if I walk in there and be like, hey, I need some programming done. Great song, but you know.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah.
Glad they remastered that.
Yeah.
More pirate punk.
I don't really have a lot of patience in my life for this shit.
There.
Here we go.
Ah. Good.
Good. God.
Fuck it. Finally, a kid-friendly version of this song.
Yeah. Change to it. I never went back and looked. It's one of those things where they put it out and it was like rough, and then they kind of ate shit on the sales front, and they were like, alright, we listened to a lot of feedback and please give it another shot. And supposedly made like a lot of really meaningful like control changes and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd always heard that the updated version was much, much better. I just never managed to get back to it.
Yeah. Jay-Z is leaving early access. Updates for Red Dead Online are economy fixes.
Okay.
We lowered the prices of everything, and pelts are worth more, and anyone who played gets some gold bars and $250. Oh, God.
No, so they're GTA Onlining that shit. They're just gonna fucking...
Yeah. Week one, there's like throwing fucking in-game currency at the problem.
Yep.
I've got 8 trillion gold bars. Great, you can get a hat.
Yay. Cool hat.
This hat'll be in 18 months. Audio portion of one of those shred videos I've heard so much about.
Yes.
Circus DJs, and this is our album Circus Party Songs, including our cover of the hit song Cotton Eyed Joe.
It's just like Cotton Eyed Joe, but it's circusy. I don't know.
Yeah, we're the Circus DJs.
Anyway, our merch table's in the back.
Yeah. This is like what the fucking Kidz Bop producers do in their spare time. We can make adult music, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, with adult singing. You gonna see Bumblebee for Christmas? That's out for Christmas.
Yeah, no.
What?
No.
You know, Bumblebee is a Transformer. And
no, I know.
Also, John Cena's in it.
Yeah, but he's no Soundwave.
He's playing Mark Wahlberg. Trying to fucking get up on the sidewalk. As the Uber driver goes, ah, fuck. I should not have gone the way the GPS said I should have gone. fun.
Indeed. No more fun.
Fun is forbidden.
Well, yeah, I don't know. We got a lot to do today, so. Yep.
Big day.
See how it goes.
Big day.
See y'all later.
Big day.